Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Shem Yom Ha'Adam Hol V'Hatayva V'Hakavod V'Chayotzei V'Hem Darach V'Ra'achayn V'Motzin Esa Adam Min Ha'Olam Efesh V'Hem B'Yose V'Esvachek V'Tzad V'Achram Ad Shela Yochal Bosa V'Lo Yishta Yayin V'Lo Yisa Isha V'Lo Yeshe B'Di V'Noa V'Lo Yilbash Mal B'Shnoe Ela Hasak והצמר הקשה וכיוצא בהן כגון קום ואדום גם זו דרך רואה היא ועושה ללך בה. So at the end of Perek Beis the Rambam quoted the Mishnah in Ovis of Kachom וחכם הכינה והטי והכובד מוצאים לעשה אדם מן העולם. And Halacha Aleph in Perek Gimel is clearly following up on that, right? Shema Yom Adam, because these things are so insidious, they're so destructive that Motzi Nasa Adam Min HaOlam. So maybe a person would have a Haver Mina Efet Ren B'Yoser. So why did he drop Kina? And the Mishnah again at the end of Perek Beis from Ovis, which is the Rambam's point of departure here, is that hakina v'hataiva v'hakovod motzi nesod min ha'olam. Right, and that provides the hava mina of shema yom ha'odam. So shouldn't the Rambam have said shema yom ha'odam hold the hakina v'hataiva v'hakovod? So if you look in the parish in the Rambam's parish of Mishnayos on that Mishnah of Rav Elazar Hakapa Omer Hakina Hatayv Hakovod Motzin Sadam in Olam, so the Rambam says Omer Tzoros Ayin V'Shal Chavero V'Rov Hatayva V'Ahavas Hakovod Motzin Sadam in Olam. Again, Tzoros Ayin V'Shal Chavero. So Sakina means jealousy in the sense that a person begrudges someone else what he has. If I'm mekane you in the sense that I begrudge you what you have. Tzoros Ayin V'Shal Chavero. Tzoros Ayin V'Shal Chavero V'Rov Hatayva V'Avas Hakovod. So when the Rambam learns Pshat in this Mishnah, he learns Pshat unevenly, as it were. He doesn't modify kina. He just says tzorosayin. Doesn't say rov tzorosayin b'shal chavero. He doesn't say excessive tzorosayin. He doesn't say a lot of tzorosayin. He says tzorosayin b'shal chavero. There's no qualifier to kina being motzia sa'odim min ha'olam. By taiva, so there the Rambam has a qualifier, a modifier. What the Tana means is rov ha'taiva. And similarly by kovod, the Rambam says, the Rambam puts in avas hakovod, that a person is he thrives on kovod, avas kovod. So it's clear that what the Rambam here in the Perek Mishnayos is telling us is that any kina is motzi asadam min ha'olam. It's not excessive kina. The pshat, when Rav Elazar HaKapa mentions these three, so he mentions them in one breath because they have in common motzi nesodim min ha'olam. But he doesn't intend to equate these three in terms of degree. The fact that kina is motzi nesodim min ha'olam is without any modifier. Kina is motzi nesodim min ha'olam. Taiva and kavod means excessive taiva, rov hataiva, a healthy appetite that a person eats, a good breakfast, that he has a healthy appetite to eat a good breakfast, is not motzi asa adam in ha'olam. And so too, kavod, it means a disproportionate focus and preoccupation with kavod. The fact that a person is mindful of kavod, that he dresses neatly, that he dresses in a dignified manner, that's not motzi asa adam min ha'olam. But avas hakavod, when it's not just that a person is mischashev kavod, that he should appear and act in a dignified way, but avas hakavod, that's what's motzi asa adam min ha'olam. And that's klar. That's the same thing that the Rambam here in Parag Gimel is telling us. The Shema Yoma Odom, it's only a wrong habam, you know, by Tyven Kovid. By Kinnah, it's right. A person should say that Kinnah is Motzias Odom and Olam. Even a little bit of Kinnah is no good. Even a little bit of Kinnah is no good, right? Chazal say, Rekav Atzalos Kinnah. What causes the body to decompose? Achamisa is the kinnah that a person felt and experienced in his lifetime. So kinnah ain't a chanami. Kinnah is taka yoma v'yoma, not shema yoma ha'odan. And the Rambam wants to push back against it. It is a correct inference from the Mishnah that it is a correct application. And again, it's not an inference, because in the Lashonis you can't infer it, but it is a correct application from the Mishnah that Esrafik min hakinah Rabbi Yosef. It's not a correct application of the Mishnah to be Misrafik min hataiva v'hakovod Rabbi Yosef. Gamzo derech rohi v'osa lerech rohi. A mahalak b'derech zo, nikra chote. Harehi hu omer b'nozir v'chipe alav me'ashachat ala nafesh. Omer chachamim, u'ma im nozir, shel pirish ele min ayayin tzorach kafora, hamonei atzma mikol dova al achas kar v'kama. See here, there's something very remarkable. The Rambam just says Omer Chachamim. So it's the same Tana, who says Hakina v'Hatayva v'Hakov v'Tzin Sodom v'Olam, is the same Tana who says that he's called Chote al Hanefesh. The Rambam's juxtaposing and saying that the Mishnah of Hataiva v'Akov v'Tzinas Odom and Olam needs to be integrated with the Maimah Chazal of the Chibe Eza Nefesh Chota el Zeshet Tiyatma Mayayin. It's the same time. It's not just that the Rambam is saying you have to integrate this chazal with that chazal. The Tana in Ovis of Hakin Vatai Vakovit is Rabbi Elazar Kapa. This is the very same Tana who darshins the Vechipa Alom, Echofat Al Anofesh. The Fichach Tzivu Chachomim. So Yimna Odom Atzma El Midvam Shemona Hator Bobad, Bloya Osa Atzma Benadom, Bushfu Osadvam Hamutorim. Kach Omel Chachomim, Lo Dayacha Masha Osa Tora, Elisha Ata Osa Lacha Dvam Acherim. So here, the Rambam himself explains this, and also in Ovos, in the Parish Mishnayos on Nedarim. How does it say? Nedarim Siog Leprishos. That our attitude towards Nedarim varies depending upon what the the motivation for the neder is, what the neder represents. If a person is just employing the neder to, I don't know, sort of, he's creating his own ideal that I shouldn't partake of bosa v'yayin, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that, as a way of, again, creating and pursuing his own ideal. So that's what Chazal are very critical of. Lo dayecha masha asuta. But if the person employs the neder, because on the contrary, let's say a person sees that he eats basa excessively. A person sees that he drinks the ayin excessively. And he hasn't been successful in disciplining himself. But he feels that if he'll know that there's an isur neder for him to indulge, so then that would allow him to have that discipline. So if that's what motivates the neder, so that's why there is a parsha of Shavuos and Nedarim in the Torah. But what Chazal is saying is, if we abuse the parsha of Shavuos and Nedarim in the Torah, so again, not to use it to get us to the Torah's ideal, but to create our own ideal, so that's what Chazal criticized. Again, Tova, representing the Midah Beninus. V'amu chachamim v'osu chachamim. Shehe odu misagif atma v'taynis. The Gemara says, the kol yoshe v'taynis nikra chote. V'al kol advam ha'elu v'hayotzei bahen, tziva shlomo v'omer, al tihi tzadik harve, v'al tishakem yoseh lomo tishomim. Tzarech ha'odom sheyichavein kol ma'isav kulon kidei leidus Hashem Baruch Hu b'vad. So now these next two halachos, halacha Beis and Gimel, as the Rambam recapitulates at the end of halacha Gimel, v'al inyan zeh tziva chacham v'omer v'chol ma'asech yu l'shem shamayim v'hush Zalman now is switching, is shifting away from the Midah Beninus to talking about V'chol Ma'asech Yu L'Shem Shamayim. So there are two questions that jump off the page here. Question number one is, so shouldn't the Rambam have appended Halacha Aleph to Perek Beis, finished his discussion of the Midah Beninus, and then he says a new topic, so then he'll begin Perek Gimel with a new topic of V'chol Ma'asech Yu L'Shem Shamayim. One halacha, and the editor told the Rambam, no, you're only allowed to have seven halachas in Perek Beis, that's it. So the Rambam sneaks it into Perek Gimel, but it doesn't really belong there. The arrangement of the Perekim is very, very tamur. That's number one. Number two, that this din of V'chol Ma'asech Yu L'Shem Shamayim. So V'chol Ma'asech Yu L'Shem Shamayim is a mission of us. V'chol Du'achacha Da'ehu is where? It's Mishlei. It's a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah. So is it only a din du'rabbanan? Is it only a Divrei Kabbalah? This din of V'chol Ma'asech Yu L'Shem Shamayim? There's no mocker in the Torah for it? Again, so what is the din again? Just to get a little bit of a feel for the din. A person is supposed to calibrate and orient everything he does for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of Yedias Hashem. Again, calibrate and orient everything he does for the sake of Avodas Hashem, Yediyas Hashem. The Rambam says if a person does this successfully, again towards the end of Halacha Gimel, Nimtza Hamahalech B'derech Zo Kol Yomov Kulan Oved Es Hashem Tomet. So it's clear that the Mechayev Min HaTorah in this Hanhoga of Achol Masech Yil Hashem Shemayim is the mitzvah of Aves Hashem. Dover Yaduo Boro, the last halacha in Hilchos Tshuva. Dover Yaduo Boro, she'en Aves HaKadosh Baruch Hu nekshares b'libo shel adam, ad sheyishke bo tamid kavoi, v'yazov kol sheva olam chutz mimena. Kemo sheziva ba'omer, b'chol levav chol b'chol nafshecha. So to be mekayim in the midst of Aves Hashem, fully, to be a person has to basically forsake anything and everything that is that isn't part of that pursuit of Avos Hashem, that isn't part of cultivating Avos Hashem. Or in other words, it has to be v'chol maaseh l'Hashem Shemayim. Everything has to be hakol umaseh hadavar, as the Rambam says in our parak. Tzoch adam sheyichaven kol maaseh kulam kedei leidas Hashem baruch hu b'levad. Hakol umaseh v'yeshivta v'kuma v'dibur hakol umaseh hadavar. That's exactly what he says. Yasov kol mashu olam chutz mimena. So the mechayev here is the din d'oraisa, Chazal formulated it so beautifully, v'chol maaseh l'Hashem Shemayim, and as did Shlomo HaMelech, v'chol drachecha da'eyu. But it's clearly midine avas Hashem, which then poses the question, so why is it here in Perek Yom HaChol Hazdeyas? I mean, as is, the Rambam broke down his discussion of avas Hashem between Perek Beis of Yisrael HaTorah and Perek Yud HaChos Tshuva. But why here in Perek Gimel of Deis? So look at it as follows. All of Hilchos Deis until now has been about the Midah Beinonis. And again, we sort of, again, you can mathematically depict it, again, that again, practically, we said conceptually this isn't what it means, but practically what it means, Ruba de Ruba de Ruba, is that a person is acts with a five. If you depict the two extremes as 0 and 10, a person acts with a 5. That's what it means practically, not conceptually, but practically. Okay, so all that is in theory, but in practice, how does a person identify what is the midah beinonis? How much money does a person need? How much does a person need to eat? How much does a person need to do in terms of sustaining his health? Should he be able to win the marathon? Like, who says the guys from Kenya should win every year? No, maybe someone from Washington Heights should win. I mean, how do you identify what the midah beinonis is? What the midah beinonis is? Let's say a person will eat enough that he won't get sick, but lamaisa, it wouldn't allow him to concentrate fully. He's going to be a little low on energy, but he's not going to get sick. So is that what the midah beinonis is? Let's say a person eats enough that he could concentrate fully. He can eat a little bit more, and maybe it won't detract from his concentration. It won't make him sick. Is that the midah beinonis? So the pashtus is that the v'chol maaseh yu l'shem shamayim is what identifies the midah beinonis. All these questions are answered al pi v'chol maaseh yu l'shem shamayim. How much money a person needs? How much a person eats and drinks? how much a person, what does it mean to be in the to sustain one's health? It should be v'chol ma'asechi l'shem shamayim. Again, so in terms of health, no, it doesn't mean that a person has to be able to compete in the Olympics. No question that Olympic athletes are in extraordinary physical condition. But I don't know whether the difference between the Olympic athlete and being in very good health translates in terms of learning morning Seder, in terms of being osek b'tzarkei tzibur, in terms of doing chesed, in terms of having kavanah b'tefillah. If it doesn't translate, so that extra level of of physical prowess, so that's not part of the midah beinonis. That represents an extreme. So how do you identify the midah beinonis? You identify the midah beinonis, but al pi v'chol ma'asechi l'shem shamayim. So the Rambam wants us to realize that it's not a new topic. The reason he's talking about why he yos that the mechayev and v'chol ma'asechi l'shem shamayim is aras Hashem. Why is it here? He yos that this is a new topic. So why did the Rambam let the discussion of the midah beinonis with one halacha spill over into Perek Gimel? That's not a new topic. The midah beinonis is not. You can't halacha lemaisa. You can't implement. You can't follow the midah beinonis without the v'chol ma'asechi l'shem shamayim, which is why hagam that otherwise the Rambam would have put it in Perek Yud Hilchos Teshuvah. He can't wait. Because the whole discussion of the midah beinonis is parech ba'avir without the v'chol ma'asechi l'shem shamayim, and that's why the Rambam knows it is. It's not a new topic, and that's why the Rambam bedavka takes one halacha from the midah beinonis and puts it into the same parak where we have the v'chol ma'asechi l'shem shamayim. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll continue then. It's a shem.